How do you get Aaron ready this week without any field rep, or at least field reps that we've seen?
Yeah, mental reps. And that's the big part, watching every drill we did, whether it be a competitive drill or just basically on air. Just get him in tune with the game plan, motion, landmarks, little different things we have in the plan this week that he's not going to get to see. Just going over those in the meetings and making sure he's on top of it mentally, which he always takes care of.
Does that require actual visualization? Does he do that?
Yeah, that's why I have him watch it. Yeah, so he can see it. It's easy to study it, but then to actually see it, it helps. It's just another way of learning.
You just have to watch it on film after.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be some pretty heavy winds. Do quarterbacks prefer throwing into it or having it behind them and having to judge? Because I remember in Washington, Cousins had some real nice throws into the wind, but then when the wind was at his back, sometimes he would sail it. So what do guys prefer?
Depends on what type of ball you're throwing, I guess. If you're throwing a deep ball, sometimes you prefer to throw it into the wind. They're easier to judge and adjust to. Out routes or hooks or anything in breaking with the wind. So basically it's route specific.
What did you think how Brett played his first snaps?
Good. I thought he's got better. He was improved from his previous snaps he took. I thought, and he'll continue to get better. This is a great experience for him. When Aaron doesn't practice, to go out there and run the offense. I thought he's been sharp in everything we've asked him to do this week. Went outside today, threw the ball well in the cold and the wind. It was good and good to see.
We haven't really seen much of them. How comfortable would you be how much of the offense would you be comfortable with them running at this point where he's at?
Yeah, obviously you wouldn't give him the full boat that you would give Aaron. As a young player, I would always want the base plays. The ones I've had the most reps on. I think you narrow your focus on what he feels comfortable with.
What's the coldest game you ever played in?
It was probably in Green Bay. I think Bledsoe started a game up here. I'm not sure what year it was, but it was single digits. That was probably the coldest. And then the coaching-wise, it's probably the San Fran playoff game here.
So how do you, as a quarterback, how do you play through it? I mean, I pumped gas for a minute today. I had gloves on. It was just terrible. I can't imagine having to actually throw football and do all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what the muff is for. Those guys, you watch those guys, they'll keep their hands in that muff right until the snap almost just to keep them warm. And as soon as the play's over, it goes right back in. So, there's a lot of ways to do that. But the muff is the savior on cold days for sure.
Maybe this is something silly. Your face gets stiff too, doesn't it? Is it hard to bark out the signals and all that, or?
Yeah, I don't think so. If you're standing there all game, yeah, it's probably hard to you get a little frozen. But when you're out running around and things like that, I think the core temperature is high enough where you don't experience those problems.
I know that when it comes to the draft and stuff, teams place different amounts of emphasis on hand size. When it's this cold, would a larger hand actually be pretty beneficial?
Yes, definitely. And that's part of the evaluation process. Guys here generally have big hands that play in Green Bay.
Do anything different with the snap exchange in the cold like that, that extreme cold?
Well, when you're under center, you just have to make sure, you got to stay in a little bit longer than normal. Those centers, their butts get frozen too, so it could come up in a little different spot than it normally would on a nice 70-degree day, so you just got to make sure you're hanging a little bit longer.
You have to throw it a little more gently for the receiver's sake, is that just kind of common sense? Or?
I think if you're wide open, I think you could take a little bit off, make it an easier catch, but, contested throws, they're going to be the same velocity they normally would be.
In training camp, a lot of times we see those, and when it's 11-on-11, we'll see extended plays a lot where, the siren will go off, but the play will continue. How often do those second and third reactions get practiced during the course of the season? Because, there's a lot of times when Aaron can create more time, and we've seen some successful plays in that regard.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big part of our offense is the extended play. It's practiced, whether it's forced. Sometimes Aaron will just hold the ball and escape the pocket to create an extended play so everybody's on the same page, and sometimes it'll happen naturally. But I would say, in the course of a practice, maybe out of your 25 reps, maybe three or four are generated.